Tom Ceratori joining us here outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, I thought parts of the game kind of looked like your first game in a while, but boy, there were parts of the game where the offense was certainly humming tonight, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
I agree, Schultz. I was like, the first period wasn't great, obviously, but I thought the second, third period played really good. I thought there was a lot to build on. I mean, hey, we were inches away from scoring and tying that game up, and then they come back, we break a stick, and that's hockey. But I thought it was a hell of a hockey game, and again, I got no issues the way we played the second and third period. We got better, and we did a lot of good things.
Well, offensively, obviously, in the third period, you have a ton of offensive puck possession time. Seemed like three, four shifts in a row. You just couldn't get one passed. In typical hockey, that's when, you know, they come down, you break a stick, and they get a break and get the insurance goal on you.
Absolutely. So we did some good things, guys. And, again, like I said, I don't have a lot to say other than – again, we all want to win. I want to win as bad as anybody, but I also want to make sure that we're making strides. We're playing good hockey. We can build on something. We got good video to work with, which we do. And let's go from there.
How does your offense being generated from the point change without Vince Corcoran?
Oh, I don't know.
He's an offensive guy. The puck seems to move north a lot.
He's got good instincts. He's got really good instincts. But the other guys, it's not like we got guys, you know, the rest of the guys there have two left hands. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm being sarcastic, Schultzy. But, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe go low to high, you get a shot. Hey, you know, you don't want to get offense, get a shot through and get it through the first layer and the second layer. And not brain surgery. And all nine of our defensemen are capable of that.
Well, Tom, let's go change the topic a little bit. It was a break not only for your players but for you, hopefully. Were you able to take a few days off and not think about hockey?
Yeah, no, I always think about hockey. I hope our guys do too. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, I always think about it. Think about it every day. And, I need the time off. I don't have to wake up and go to practice, and I don't have to worry about winning a game on the weekend. But, no, I'm thinking about it all the time. You know, I love the game, and I hope our players are thinking about it all the time. You can get away from the practice and the structure, but sometimes it's hard getting away from something you love, guys.
You've coached this game long enough, Tom. You've been coaching in games where panes of glass break before. 12 minutes start to finish before
we were playing
again.
That was good. They did a great job.
12 minutes. I don't know that I've ever seen one go that fast.
No, you know what? I'll have to tell Bobby that too, and Tommy Quinn. And, they wanted us to come off. They were like, let's just go off and, come back and, and finish the second, the rest of the period, then start the second. I go, so we're going to give them a power play with fresh ice. That I said, not a chance, you know. So, they did a great job, guys.
All right, well, you regroup. You've got an exhibition game Friday. You added that after the schedule had been set. And what was the reason for the exhibition game, Matt?
We a long break right now, probably best, to be honest with you, between this game and Bowling Green. And to be honest with you, I didn't know what to do with the guys. I think it was just probably too long for the guys. And the guy called me from Manitoba, wanted to play, the coach from Manitoba, Gord Burnett. So I said, what the heck? Actually, he's a good little filler. So that's kind of how it all transpired.
What goes into making a lineup for a game like that?
Well, I'm just going to pretty much play everybody, but I'm not going to play Schultzy. I'm going to let him, be in street clothes and just whatever, play everybody. I'll figure it out. I haven't thought about it, to be honest with you, other than you just brought it up. But I knew I wasn't going to play Schultzy. But, I mean, other than that, I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll let the secrets out on Friday, okay?
Enjoy some football tomorrow, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.